Quickly, I rubbed out his words and motioned to Neva. Now we must hurry. I will write later about this day.
It looks like our guess that Tryphaena was the one threatening Cleopatra was right. She's plotting to have her sister poisoned. Okay, back to the story. Picking up on page 51 with the entry for 15 Martius.
15 Martius, aboard King Ptolemy's ship. We have been at sea for 10 days. Neva, ill as she is, has cared for me like a sister and reads to me whenever I ask. Dear one, now she is sleeping below at my insistence. I, too, have been ill from the constant rolling of our ship. What looked beautiful from the top of Ferris Lighthouse now seems gray and cold and unfriendly. I wish I felt better. I am also nervous. Pirates were seen the other day hiding in the cove of a small island, but we outran them. Our helmsman ordered our royal purple sails to be replaced with white ones, like those used by common fishermen, until we reach safe harbor near Rome. It is the Ides of Martius, as the Romans call the middle of this month. I curse their sea god, Neptune, for such a rough voyage. Is he under the waves, pushing us up with his arms, or is he quarreling with our god, Poseidon? Wherever they are, I wish they would afflict someone else. During the long days, our oarsmen pull and pull as our